Blog Talk Radio.
For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Well, hello and good evening to everyone. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Guys, I like to start the show off in prayer, so I'm going to do a quick prayer to kind of preface the entire show. Father God, we come to you right now. God, we thank you for this platform. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. We ask you, Father, to forgive us of all of our sins, God, the one intentional as well as the ones unintentional, God. We thank you, God, that you are just absolutely awesome. We thank you for this series of thankfulness and gratitude, God. We ask that you remove Veronda Bellamy, God, and allow the listeners to hear a word message of inspiration, God, from you. We thank you, God. We praise your holy name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So I see all of you all on the line right now. Thank you all for joining. I really do appreciate it. As I prefaced in the intro or the prayer, this series this month, I kicked off essentially what I call thankfulness, past, present, and future. So, you know, so many times we focus on the negative things that's happening in our lives, we forget to really focus on the positive things that we are experiencing. So I wanted to kind of shift that a little bit for everyone to focus on thankfulness and expressing your gratitude towards others. I chose thankfulness because there is power in expressing our gratitude. There is power in telling someone just how thankful you are for their existence. Thankfulness can even repair broken relationships. Thankfulness is the fuel to keep us going forward. Thankfulness is how we should open our prayers. Thankfulness and gratitude should be an open and continual reflection in our spiritual walk. Thankfulness is the tie that corrects wrongs. Thankfulness is the tie that keeps us cemented in humility. See, thankfulness supersedes any strife. It welcomes love and aligns our emotions and actions with those of our God. Thankfulness then is defined as feeling or expressing gratitude, being appreciative, that is. Thankfulness can also be an adjective that describes, identifies, or modifies a noun. Thankfulness heals, it seals, and it reveals the character of God. That's thankfulness. So last week, guys, I shared with you all my top five list of gratitude, those top five things that Veronda Bellamy is thankful for. I'm not going to share that again today, but if you guys want to hear that, you can definitely go back and listen to the previous show from my website, verondabellamy.com, and listen to it from there. So I also kicked off my 30 Days to Thankfulness journal for you all. I hope you guys have been really showing others your gratitude, even the most difficult ones, those that you have a little challenged relationship with. Those are the ones really that you probably should be expressing that gratitude towards. I chose 30 days because I read somewhere some time ago that it takes 30 days to form or break a habit. Imagine your life with you expressing gratitude in some form beyond your prayer life to others. Now, we know prayer, you got to thank God for everything that he's doing in your life. But to really be able to express that gratitude, that thankfulness towards another person, another being, imagine the power that will come from that. Can you say peace, you know, really, you know, that peace that surpasses all understanding? By you expressing that, you get the peace back in return for you telling someone just how thankful and gracious you are for their mere existence. Also being that November includes one of my favorite holidays, that is Thanksgiving, of course, I had to make thankfulness the focus for this month of November 2014. I have more ways that I will show with you guys or share with you guys for you to really express that gratitude towards other people. And I'll share those tips with you in just a few moments. But thankfulness is huge, guys. It is, as I stated previously, thankfulness heals, seals, and reveals the character of God. That is thankfulness. If you would like to express your gratitude on Veronda Bellamy Inspired, I want you guys to press that number one. Press one so that I can acknowledge you, collect your thoughts. Okay, you got it? So if that's you today and you want to express your gratitude to someone or just share your thankfulness to just get it out, essentially, press number one, collect your thoughts together. And I want you guys, as I always say, to sit back and enjoy.
Desire to be what he requires of me, but we are fighting the streets and the strife and the struggle. Just strip where they straddle every fence they can find. I'm convinced that it's time to align my mind with the sublime design, and I'm telling you the freedom feels fine.
I'm
So guys, the last song that you heard was from Lori Walker, and the name of her album or that song is called Free in Him, Excerpts of Life. You can download her album, the entire album, from iTunes as well as Amazon. She was actually on the show back in, I think it was April of this year. So check her out, Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, Walker. Her music is available on iTunes as well as Amazon. So I think at this point, despite the glitches, someone has pressed that number one. They're ready to express their thankfulness, I'm assuming, at this point, with everyone that's tuned in. So number ending in 8818. Are you on?
Yes, I'm on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I can hear you fine. Would you like to give the listeners your first name?
Yes, I am Kelly, and I want to say thank you for Veronda for just even having this and being able to have where people can come and, you know, speak about being thankful. I want to thank you and thank God for you as well.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for joining the show. So you're ready to go ahead and express your thankfulness at this point?
Yes, I am. I am actually, now this may sound a little silly, I'm thankful for going through, and emphasis on through, depression. You know, that may sound a little crazy, but going through it and knowing what I've been through and being able to express, which leads me to coming up with my nonprofit, which is called Diva Salute. It is the fight against depression and mental health awareness. And it's just being able to, you know, speak to others, because you don't know what people been through or gone through. And I'm just thankful to go through it. Some people are like, oh, you thankful for that? That seemed bad, but that's actually set me up for my future to be able to speak on it and to be able to help others, because I do love helping others. So that is one thing I am thankful for. I have so many things that I am thankful for, but I don't want to, you know, take over the show. So what I'm going to do, I'll let the next person who wants to be thankful, and also callers, if you don't mind, going on to Facebook and liking Diva Salute. And it is with the Y, not an I. And we also are on Instagram. Just, you know, give us a follow. And I just thank you guys. And that's about it.
Well, thank you for sharing your expressing your gratitude to everyone. I appreciate that, Kelly. So the name of her nonprofit, I think, is called Diva Salute. If you guys would like to check it out, it's D-Y-V-A Salute. And, of course, you can probably find it on Facebook as well as Instagram. So, again, Kelly, thank you for sharing that. Really do appreciate it. So, guys, we're going to keep it going. We know that whenever there is a glitch, what do? You keep going. You adapt and you overcome. And that's exactly what the focus is for right now. We're going to keep this puppy going. So I share there is power in expressing your gratitude. As I stated earlier, you know, so often we stay stuck on the negative. And really, guys, I want to challenge you all to reshift that focus from negativity to gratitude and thankfulness. Sure, this will take some time and practice, but at the same token, you know, through time and practice, you can become, you will be able to express your gratitude more effectively, more frequently than you have historically. So, guys, we're going to keep it going here. You remember Mama Grace from season one. She accidentally called into the show asking for bingo tickets, right? Do you remember that? It may have been like the second or third show from last season. And so Mama Grace took it upon herself to send me a copy of her bio. Apparently she continues to call into the show and listen every Sunday. I'm assuming she's calling in during the mornings as well and listening to the prayers. She had one of her grandchildren, to program the show, the number, into her phone. I'm sure she has a flip phone, knowing her. And basically, she sent me her bio. I was really impressed by that. And so She's on the line today, and she has some things she wants to share with you guys. So what I'm going to do before I bring her on, I am going to go ahead and read Mama Grace's bio. So it reads, Grace Ann Jones was born and raised in Willacoochee, Georgia, born in 1929. She was born the daughter of Stumpy and Jolene Chalice. Grace was one of 15 children and is the only living sibling remaining. Stumpy and Jolene were sharecroppers, and their children were bred as a way to help with the family, or help with the farm, I'm sorry. Education was out of the question for any of the children, but Grace was always determined to learn. So that did not stop Miss Grace. Grace endured horrendous living conditions that included watching her father get mowed down by the only tractor the family had to use in harvesting their crops. Wow, that's pretty prolific. Grace did not let that stop her. She would go on to help her mother and siblings work the farm in the evenings and early mornings and then go to school during the day. Grace would go on to graduate from high school, which she identifies was one of the greatest moments of her life. Grace and her family migrated to the state of Ohio in 1943 after losing a farm due to unpaid taxes. Wow. Grace has definitely gone through some things. Grace would go on to meet and marry her high school sweetheart, which is Ira Jones. They became the proud parents of 9 children, 4 boys and 5 girls. They have 14 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Grace expressed complete gratitude for the blessed life she has been allowed to live. She expresses significant gratitude for the opportunity to realize her lifelong dream of being able to share her wisdom with others. To others, she says, life doesn't come with no instructions, and all situations can be a learning experience. So when someone older and wiser than you is talking, sit down and listen, is what she says. You just might learn something, end quote. So that is the bio of Mama Grace, or Grace Ann Jones. So with no further ado, I think I have you on the line at this point. Mama Grace, are you there, Mama Grace?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm so happy to be back on this show. Nobody believed me that I was going to be on the radio, but I told them I was going to be on the radio tonight.
Well, you definitely are, and I got that bio from you, Mama Grace, and I was taken aback by receiving it from you. I know you said you had your grandchildren working on it for you. Is that right?
Yeah. Caucasia did it for me, you know. She's a good typer. She got a weird name, but she know how to type on the computer.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Caucasia. Now, I know it sounds like a nasal condition. Her mama must have been under the influence of some kind of drugs in that hospital when she named her that, but her name is Caucasia.
Caucasia, okay. Well, bless Caucasia's heart. You let her know that we thank her for assisting you with that, okay?
Mama Grace, Caucasia, get out of here. I'm in here on the radio show. You get out my room, out my studio. Go on now.
Sorry.
Get out of here, raising up my pressure. B. Rhonda, I'm so sorry about that. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me, Caucasia. You know, she a little slow. I'm sorry she came up in here like that, raising up my pressure. But she don't. Now ain't no more interruptions.
All righty. Mama Grace, so thank you for taking out the time to join us this evening, okay? So you made mention in your bio that really, you know, the younger generation just essentially needs to sit down and shut up and just kind of listen to what the older generation has to say. Is that right?
Yeah, they have such a hard time with listening now. You know, it's just so many things going on in the world. Everybody want everything right now, right away, yesterday, and it just don't happen like that.
That's right. I totally agree with you, Mama Grace. I really do. So you want to talk to us about some of the things that you endured, or what exactly would you like to share with the listeners at this point? What wisdom do you have for us?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about being thankful. Because, you know, that's what your theme is this month, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to share with them about being thankful, because sometimes people just don't know how to be thankful no more. You know, you do something for somebody and they can't even give you a simple thank you. And that just ain't right. And we definitely need to be thanking the Lord, because he does so much for us just by waking us up in the morning. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
anyway,
I do.
Being thankful when things ain't going so well is not always so easy, you know? Mm-hmm. But what we need to remember is that the opportunities that are created through adversities, So everything you experience in life is a part of the setup. You've been set up. You've been set back to be set apart. You see, God has his own ways of doing things. But what we have to remember is that in 1 Thessalonians, it says this in chapter 5 and verse 18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. You got to give thanks in all things, the small things, the big things, the good things, and the bad things. You see, God says to us, you don't have to be a star to be in my show, baby. You just have to be available and thankful. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. See, while you down there submitting to him, you have to be thankful too. See, God is continually inviting us into his show, so be thankful. He's always there for us, no matter how right or wrong we are. Be thankful. He always has our back. Be thankful. I think we as people have simply misunderstood what the Word of God has instructed us to do. See, my pastor made a statement once that was so profound, yet very simple. He said, we need to eat the book, then speak the book. We spend so much time on that book with the face on it. You know what I'm talking about, B. Rhonda. You know the one, what's it called? Help me out. Workplace, timekeeper, what you call it?
Yeah.
Workplace?
No, it's
like
Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah, that's it, Facebook. Yeah, anyway, we proceed to tell everybody every single thing that's going on in our lives as if everybody really care. We thirst for the attention of others and chase after stardom in the public eye. We want and desire to be the star of the show. What we need to be doing is somewhere thanking God for allowing us to even have a small part in his show. See, well, baby, let me tell you this. I know the ultimate star maker, dream catcher, you know, he has the ability to provide everything you need. All we have to do is ask and be thankful. We don't have to audition or fill out any long application. The only application fee that exists is praise and being thankful. A lot of times we get into the habit of praising just for the blessings he provides, when in actuality, we need to praise for the blessor and be thankful for the blessor. All we need to do is acknowledge him right where we are, in our good, in our bad, be thankful. In our confusion, And even in our clarity, be thankful. Praising and thanking him can make a bad situation better, and praising and thanking him in the good can take you even higher. You see, I heard something else from a pastor one time that kind of blew me away. He introduced me to the doctrine of chosenness. It simply stated that the people of God, though they encounter strife and hard times, survive it because God has his hands on them and we are chosen. So be thankful. Therefore, in my eyes, that means that if you're not a part of his family, meaning the body of Christ, then there will be strife because where there's no presence, there's no promise. So be thankful that you have the promise. You don't have to be a start of being God's show. God said you can come as you are. All you need to do is bring your heart and be thankful. He will take you in spite of you being rejected and hurt. God feels you are worth it. So be thankful. So I leave you with this here, B. Rhonda. Hebrews 12 and 28 said this here. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him and with holy fear and awe. So you just move on and keep being thankful. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Mama Grace. That was very beautifully stated. You know, I think I got your scriptures. The last one was Hebrews. Is that correct?
Hebrews 12 and 28.
Okay, I got it. So I want to thank you for sharing that with us. That, guys, you just heard from Mama Grace. Mama Grace, you didn't say anything in your bio about any work that you've done since any work that you did while you were in Ohio.
Well,
What'd you do?
I work with kids. I have my own daycare out in my house, working with all them little bad kids, trying to straighten them up and help their mamas out and, you know, do kind of things. So I always have work with kids. I do something with children. Always working with the children. You know, they come, they call me mama. They call me whatever. They come to me with their troubles even now as they grown people. So I always have work with children.
Well, aren't you special? That is so, so sweet of you, Mama Grace. I'm sure they are thankful for your existence and what you do for the community up there in Ohio. But let's take it back a little bit further. Willa, you said you were from, Willacoochee, Georgia?
Yeah, Willacoochee, Georgia, honey. Yes, that's where I'm born and bred.
Now, talk to us, if you're wanting to, can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, growing up there and what that was like for you?
Ooh, times were so hard, girl. The hard was hard. You hear me? It was, we didn't have much. You know, everything was hand-me-downs. You know, my mom and my dad, they worked hard all their lives. I think they had us so we could help them on the farm. Because that's all we did from the time I remember to the time that we left there was work on the farm. So it was a hard life, you know, and I had to sneak to get my education because they didn't believe in it. I don't know why. That's probably why we lost the farm, because they didn't really know much. But, you know, it was a hard life, but I prayed to God because all they did instill God in us. You know, we wasn't supposed to be able to read, so we only had what they told us about God. It was only in my late adult life that I started learning all this other stuff about God and what he really wants from us and what he expects from us and just how being thankful for the small things is such a big thing for him. So it was just, you know, it was a real hard life. You know, it wasn't easy for black folk back then down in Willacoochee, Georgia, as I'm sure it probably ain't that easy for them now. But it was a hard life. I went to bed many a night hungry, you know, just so my sisters and brothers could eat. I made sure that my mama was taken care of when my daddy died. Old Stumpy got ran over by the tractor. That was so sad. But, you know, we had to pick up and keep on moving.
he got ran over by the tractor?
Yeah, he was trying to get out there to harvest the crop, and he turned it on. He didn't know he knocked it out of gear. He got down to move something, and it ran over him and pinned him down. And it was a sad day. It was a sad day.
I'm sure. I am so sorry, you know, that happened, you know, that, and that was the only tractor you guys had, too, so I,
yeah,
that had to be.
It was sad because we had to still use that tractor to keep the farm, so it was really sad.
Well, Mama Grace, you are definitely one that endures through even, like you said, even the hard times. You have made your way. You found your way up out of Willacoochee, Georgia, up into Ohio, and you've been a prominent help within the community at large up there. And I just want to thank you for being such a...
You know, I'm supposed to be getting an award for the community here soon. I'll let you know when I do, okay? They sent me a letter. Huh?
You do that, please. Make sure you let me know so we can get you on and celebrate with you, okay?
I definitely will let you know when I get this award. I'm so excited. Because God, you know, one of the things that I do know is that when God is doing something, everybody don't have to know what it is. It might take years. You might not see. Here I am, 85 years old, and now I'm seeing things that I didn't see before. I'm on a radio show. You don't know how blessed I feel right now, Miss B. Rhonda. You have made an old woman happy. You hear me? Because I have so many things that I wrote down, so many things that I want to share with folks and don't know how to get it out there. But you've given me this chance. Oh, my God. He going to bless you, sister. You're a blessed somebody. You hear me?
Oh, Mama Grace, thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be able to come to everyone with the different platforms that I have. And Veronda Bellamy Inspired is just one way that I'm able to connect with others to inspire everyone to live the best life that they possibly can. So thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. I'm merely a vessel. It's none of me. It's all of God. It really is, Mama Grace. So
and
I consider it an honor.
You keep that attitude, honey, and you'll go far. Everything that you touch will turn to gold. You keep that attitude. You hear me?
I sure will. I sure will. Just because you told me to, I will. Mama Grace, you are just a delight. Every time you come on here, you inspire me. You don't even know it. You really do. And I want to thank you joining us this evening. I really do appreciate it. You make sure you keep us posted with those with the awards, and I'll make sure that you're on. You can come back on and speak to everybody about the award and what it felt like for you, okay?
I definitely will, honey, and I'm going to keep on listening to you every day. I be listening to them prayers on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I love it. I love it, girl.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad. You make sure you tell them kids and them other the adults of those kids, the parents, to join the show as well in the mornings as well as on Sundays. So you get them on the line too, okay?
Yeah, I will. Me and Cortasia listen every day. She always here with me, so I make sure I get the rest of them too.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mama Grace. If you have any questions or you just want to speak and share your thoughts, you email me back, okay?
I will, honey. I have Cortasia do it for me, all right?
All righty. Well, you have a blessed evening, and I will see. I guess you'll hear back from me in the morning, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Guys, that was Mama Grace. And for those of you that have been listening from the very beginning, you know Mama Grace, she kind of appears on the show periodically throughout the season, and I guess she just felt inspired to send her bio. She wanted everyone to know who she was, and she so she sent it. She had her granddaughter to type up the bio and sent it on over, and after I read it, I said, wow, this is something that everybody needs to hear. This woman is 85 years old, and she moved up from Georgia to Ohio, and she's been a big community help all of her life, essentially. And she was the only one out of all of the kids that, out of 15 children, actually, that went on and graduated from high school. And she's the only living sibling that's actually still with us today. So, Mama Grace, thank you for that. Really do appreciate it, guys. And she spoke so eloquently about, you know, being thankful and really put things in perspective for us and how we really should not just express our gratitude for the sake of God blessing us, but to express our gratitude merely because God exists, because you have rights to Christ. You are heir to the throne. And that by it is enough to be thankful for, right? When you really think about it, you know, and that's it. So many times we're thankful for the house we have. We're thankful for the finances we have. But what about just being thankful for God, just being God and who he is and the fact that he has made you heir to the throne through his son who went up on a cross and died for us all. What about that? Think about that. But guys, this is Veronda Bellamy Inspired Thankfulness Series. This is the second episode for this month. And thankfulness takes us such a long way, guys. It really, really does. And we have to be thankful in everything that we do, every connection we have, no matter how big or small, it does not matter. Thankfulness will take you far in life. And, you know, I said to you guys that I was going to share some more ways that you can express your gratitude at the top of the show. I said that. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. To the new individuals that join the broadcast, thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. For anything that you have missed, you can always go back and play on from my website, www.verondabellamy.com. But thank you for joining. I just wanted to acknowledge you guys. I do see that you have joined. But six unusual and powerful ways to show gratitude. And I got this article here from Inc.com, INC.com. And it reads, sometimes saying thank you is just not enough. Some people truly go above and beyond. They give of themselves in a way that compels you emotionally to let them know how much they helped you. Sure, you could just say thank you or even shake hands with the person. But when someone improves your life in a significant manner, you want to find an approach to gratitude that speaks emotionally as well. No doubt, whoever touched you so deeply did not go out of their way just to get a reward. They gave selflessly. So when you communicate back to them, you must do so with respect and class worthy of their deed and generosity. It's not always easy to show gratitude that's meaningful and not over the top. So to help you show major appreciation, here are some steps below. So number one, it says, write a poem, right? You don't have to spend a lot of money to make someone feel appreciated. Some heartfelt poetry can both surprise and delight. It doesn't have to be corny. You can send it by email or write it on some fancy stationery. Either way, you are sure to delight with a rhyme. Just think of this. If you just spend some time to create an interesting rhyme, you can let people know how they made your heart grow and give them a feeling sublime. Just that simple. Number two, do it over time. Saying thanks is a powerful but is transitory. Showing appreciation happens over time, which means staying in touch. So you can set up an alert on the individual's name within your phone. Any smart device that you have, you can set an alert for the company name or any topics of interest. Then you can periodically reconnect with something to offer. You can offer a congratulations, info about competitors if it's going to a business, industry trends, etc. It's so many ways that you can express your gratitude, but do so over time. Okay. Number three, take the time to write. So it's, you think about today's world, everything is so quick. You know, you want to send an email, you want to call somebody. What about just picking up your pen, putting it to the paper, and writing someone a thank you note? Imagine how impactful that would be for someone to go to their mailbox and not have another piece of junk mail there, but they have a special thank you note handwritten from you. That would be powerful. Try it. Number four, use the original social media. In an era when it's all too easy to send a thank you email or text and all but invasive to make a thank you phone call, the best way to show gratitude is to actually go ahead and just make a handwritten thank you card. So you can go on Vistaprint and have Vistaprint to create some type of stationery for you, some type of thank you card, and you can have on the front of that card, thank you, and the inside of it would be a blank space for you to actually write out whatever your note is and send it to the person. And it's seriously, it's that simple. And I'm just giving you guys just little simple things, simple ways that you can go ahead and express your gratitude and thankfulness towards another person. And number five says, give the gift of time. Nothing says I appreciate you more than an investment of your time, especially because everyone knows how busy you are. The editor of this particular column, she says, I was blessed with an incredible mentor and boss during many of my years in corporate. She says that the mentor was made certain to spend time with her in and outside of the office on a regular basis. Knowing how much the mentor believed in her inspired her to do the best at all times. The tangible gifts she received from other peers and bosses are long forgotten, but the mentor's gift of time will forever be remembered and valued. Think about what's most important to others and invest a bit of yourself to make it happen. So I think I talked about that actually last week. So you surprising a friend that you haven't seen in a while, driving 2 hours just to spend some time with them, and I know gas is ridiculous. Actually, it's coming down now. Gas prices have dropped significantly. So that makes it a little bit easier for you to take that commute and surprise someone that you really love. And then number six here says to be specific. When showing gratitude, you may use general phrases like thanks for your help or I appreciate the time you spent on this project. But one of the best ways to show your gratitude is to acknowledge how others have specifically helped you succeed. Resist the temptation to be too general. Share a specific example of what they did for you and how it made a difference. If they inspired you to push outside your comfort zone, thank them for inspiring you to take the risk and let them know the outcome of whatever it was that they inspired you to do. If possible, you can make this acknowledgement in front of others using their first name instead of pronoun. The impact of this approach is long remembered and serves as a future motivation. So those are six steps, six ways that you can actually express your gratitude by writing a poem, doing it over time, taking the time to write, using the original social media, which is the pen to paper method. Number five, giving the gift of time. Six, to be very specific in how that person has, how they have really blessed you and letting them know specific to what it was and why you are thankful and what the outcome was for how they were able to assist you. So guys, I hope that you have been inspired by the show today. And in everything, Mama Grace, I can't thank you enough for joining us this evening. You are always a gem when you join us, and we know that when you speak, we are to be quiet and just listen, right? So shut up and listen. Thank you, Mama Grace. Guys, I know many of you are thinking, why is it Veronda is focusing on this thankfulness, and why is she doing all these things, or how is she doing all of these things, you know? Guys, seriously put, I do what I do because it all aligns with my purpose, which is inspiring and serving other people. I absolutely love every minute of everything I do, from hosting my show, praying for you all, writing a book or poetry for you, or coaching you right into your purpose or passion. this is what I'm here for. And these ways that I, these little things that I do to share my passion with you guys and to inspire you guys in the same token, is just a way for me to do that. It's a way for me to reach you and to remind you that you have a purpose. God placed you here with a purpose in mind. He placed you here with, actually, when you were created, God already knew your end. So what I share with you guys are ways that you can navigate through life, all the cloudiness, all the negativity, and really be able to focus in on what it is that you are here for. I coach people, and through my coaching, that's one of the main focuses of the conversation is, what are you here for? My book, The Pain Stops Today, 10 Steps to Discovering Your Purpose, it does the same thing. What are you here for? That book, what it does is it helps you to understand and realize what is your spiritual gift, what the spiritual gift that God has imparted within you is a way for you to serve other people. It can, your gift may be within the church itself, or it could extend outside of the church. It could go either way. It could go both ways, actually. God is just awesome. He's just kind of cool like that. So this show here, the same token, is to provide you guys with some type of reflection, something to think about that will help you to align yourself with your purpose and your calling and whatever it is. Now, when I say calling, guys, I am not a minister, although some may beg to differ. I'm not a minister. I have not been called to be a minister. But when I say calling, I'm not specifically saying that your calling is to be a minister. Your calling could be to serve other people. Your calling could be to the spirit of or the gift of exhortation. And you can do that by way of singing on a choir and praising God. So you have to get clear on what exactly your spiritual gift is, so you can know exactly what that calling is on your life, and you can begin to operate within that gift. And when you do so, you may find yourself like just really having a lot of different areas that you can do so. And essentially, it's one vehicle that will kind of guide you in the path that God wants you to go. But get clear on it. And if you need help with it, you can always contact me. I'm here, and I'll be more than happy to assist you guys. If you would like to sign up for my coaching program, E4, you can do so by emailing me info@verondabellamy.com. Visit me online to play back all of my previous shows. Always go back and listen to the shows on my site, verondabellamy.com. I hope you have been inspired to live life a little more thankful from everything that's been shared for this past hour with you all. I want to thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired, Content of Relevancy. I want to encourage you guys to join us back Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Sunday at 7 p.m. Monday is United Monday. Then we have 20 Youth Tuesday, Woman Up Wednesday, which is hosted by Reverend Laura Davis Perry, Couples on Thursday, hosted by Minister Shirlene Alexander, and then Freedom Family Friday, hosted by all three of us. So we all come together and share with you guys insights on being free within your family. So these are just some of the things that God has placed in me to do, and I'm absolutely in love with this life that God has blessed me with, and I want everyone to be able to identify their purpose, to walk in it, and to really live according to God's promises upon your life. There is a promise that God has there for you. There is a promise that God wants you to walk out. There is purpose in you being here. I don't care what illness, what type of calamity, any strife, struggle that you've dealt with, there is purpose in it. And if you don't know what that purpose is, you need to get down on your knees and pray to God for clarity so that you can get clear on what it is that God wants you to do. What is God speaking to you? Why did you go through what you went through? What was the reason for that? Begin to journal out those revelations. Reflect on those journal entries and build upon them. And that's really what life is all about, guys. I often say and have said for a long time, and as time has progressed, it's making more and more sense. But that is this life here is preparation for heaven. So you got to get stuff together here so that you will know how to, quote unquote, be in heaven. Whatever heaven is, we know how it's described in Revelations and walking on those streets of gold. We all want to get there. We all want to be able to go before the throne of God and hear him say, well done, thy faithful servant. That's what you want to hear. And I provide you guys with the content to help you get clear on it. And if you need some help, you need a mentor, you need a coach, whatever, I'm here. Okay, if you can't get me, I have a team of people that back me in everything that I do, guys. And they are prayer warriors. We are praying for you all every day, every single day, because we want you to have the victory. You deserve the victory. And just be inspired. Be an inspiration to other people. Show your gratitude towards other people. Be thankful for this life you have, no matter how good or bad it is. You know, rise above it. Reshift your thoughts from negativity, from I can't to I can and I will, and this is how it will be done. Reshift that. It's all within you. You have that power. You are heir to the throne of Christ. The power, the same power that's in Christ, you have within you. And you have and can become that by the guiding of the Holy Spirit. So, guys, I don't know why I went off on that tangent, but whoever that was for, may it bless you and penetrate you so that you are forced to act. Guys, we are at the top of the hour, at the bottom of the hour. The show is ending here in just a few moments. I want to thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Join us back Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your mom and them about the show. Go to my site. Visit me, VerondaBellamy.com, guys. We love you all, and may God continue to be your light in this world.
If you would like to sign up for my coaching program, the E4 Philosophy, please do so by emailing info@VerondaBellamy.com. Visit me online for my playbacks of this show, The Morning Prayers, and for any updates that I may have coming to you all. You can go to my homepage, and that's VerondaBellamy.com, and you can sign up to be added to my weekly Lift of Inspiration newsletter. I hope you have been inspired to live life a little more thankful. Smile at someone, give someone a hug, inspire someone today. Be inspired. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.